Good morning. What a day this is. God is great, and we just give him thanks and praise for another day. The word of the Lord comes from Psalm 19. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth forth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them hath he set a tabernacle for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit unto the ends of it, and there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Who can understand his arrows? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. This is the word of the Lord. Father, may you bless the reading of your word to our hearts for your name's sake. Amen. Father God, this morning we come again before you. Father, we thank you that you neither sleep nor slumber. We thank you that no one has to wake you up, dear Lord Jesus. We thank you that we could lie down and sleep, for you would keep us in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you. Father, we thank you that you alone are worthy to be praised, that there is none like you. Father, if we can search throughout all eternity, throughout this whole world, dear Father God, there is none like you. Who can understand your ways, dear Father God? Father God, we just bless you this morning. There is no other God except our mighty and gracious God. And Lord, we come to you this morning knowing that you are solid, that you are our fortress. Oh, you are our high tower. Father, you are a God that would listen. And that, dear Father God, we can pour out our hearts to you in adoration, in humility. Father God, we know, dear Lord Jesus, that you're not weary of us coming, that you're not saying, here she goes again with the same thing. But Father, you have said to us to let our request be made known unto you, and that you, dear Father God, will hear and that you would answer. Father, help us to accept the yes and rejoice over the yes. Help us to rejoice over the no. And help us, Lord, to rejoice and patiently wait, dear Father God, when you say wait. So, Father, this morning I bring all who are listening in every corner of the world, dear Father God. I pray that all who are under the sound of my voice, Father, they would be touched by you. Their hearts would be changed in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, let it not just be that I'm listening to these psalms and these prayers, but I pray that each one would seek you and seek you early and develop a personal relationship with you, knowing that your arms are ever opened to accept their Father God, to accept their praise, but most importantly, to accept their lives. Father, you will never break in anyone's heart and enter. You are saying, dear Father God, Lord, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and open the door, I'll come in to him. I'll sup with him and he with me. I will be your Father. I will be your God. I will be your friend. I will be your deliverer. I will be your comfort. I will be your strength. Oh, Lord, Father God, you will be everything, Lord Jesus. Father, we know, dear Father God, that your word says to us, in this world, you will have trials, you will have tribulations, you will have persecutions, you will have all of these things. But you said, be not afraid, I have overcome the world. Father, as we have read some of the Psalms, and we see that you have delivered us from all of our fears, from all of our troubles. And as we go through this Psalm this morning, dear Father God, if there's anyone who is listening and wondering if God is real, I pray that they would just look up, look up, look around, look at the flowers, look at the birds, look at the trees, look at the clouds, look at the sky, look at the sea. And dear Father God, recognize that you are God, that it took a creator to make this beautiful, beautiful universe. A creator who created every one of us in his own image and who loves us with a love that knows no boundaries. But dear Father God, you want us to love you back. You want us to obey you because as your word says, your law is perfect. Converting the soul. Anyone who comes in contact with you, Lord, they must be changed from the inside out. Dear Father God, Father, you make wise the simple. Father, your statutes are right. Oh, rejoice in the heart. Your command, the command of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. Lord, I love this other one that says in verse 9, the fear of the Lord is clean. So there is no terrifying fear of you. It's a clean fear, knowing that what you want us to do is to hold you in awe, dear Father God, not to be afraid to run from you, but to be afraid to run to you, knowing that, dear Father God, the fear, your fear, when we fear you, is clean and endures forever. Your judgments, dear Father God, are true and righteous, dear Father God. You are not a God who is unkind. You are a God full of grace, full of mercy, full of compassion. Oh, Father God, I pray that we would desire to serve you, knowing that, dear Father God, serving you is to be desired much more than gold. To serve you is sweeter than even eating honey and the honeycomb. Father God, I pray that all who listen will be warned that you are a God who sees, and dear Father God, who knows everything. You know our thoughts. You know the intentions of our heart. No wonder the word asks in Psalm 12, in verse 12 of Psalm 19, who can understand his arrows? Father, he asked you to cleanse me from secret faults. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that all who listen, that they would confess their secret faults to you, Lord. The things that only you, dear Father God, know about them. Dear Father God, I pray that they would recognize, as I've said before, that you see us, you see them naked and exposed. Father, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that you would keep each and everyone listening today, keep them back from presumptuous sins. Let not these sins have dominion over them, Lord Father God. And when they do that, they shall be upright. They shall be innocent from the great transgression. And Father, as we end in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray that each one listening today, as they go forth, that their Father God, whenever they open their mouth, they would say with assurance, Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I pray that everyone who opens their mouth today, that their speech will be seasoned with salt and that it will be with grace, so that it will bring, dear Father God, health, and it would bring forth, dear Father, great fruit to the hearers. So Father God, I just pray that you would bless all, dear Father, who listen. Father, if there's anyone who is sick, Lord, may you heal, supply, dear Father, restore, revive, dear Father God, and renew. We thank you today. We bless you. We love you. We honor you. And we give you all the praise and the glory that is due to your name. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. God loves you. I love you. And just go in the strength of the Lord.